You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
November the 5th, 2020, those are protesters in Denver last night, shouting repeatedly, no borders, no walls, no USA at all. That's what you're going to get. That is what you're going to get if the left continues to push its agenda and can push through this election. While there are so many questions about how it's been conducted, you don't have to be a Trump supporter or a Biden supporter to recognize there are so many irregularities in all this election that, well, let me put it this way. I remember a prosecutor one time, decades ago, and I'm talking about decades ago, we're talking about this movie that was out at that time, Marilyn Chambers, The Green Door. Now, some of you might be familiar with that, extremely explicit porno movie released at that time for select shootings and showings, I should say, in various theaters around the nation. I mean, it was as raw as it got at that point. And, of course, as soon as it would open somewhere, well, then they would shut it down. They'd send in undercover agents long enough to watch and see what it was, and then order it shut down. And I remember talking to a prosecutor about this. And is it porn or is it not? And his attitude was, I might not be able to describe it, but I know it when I see it. That pretty much describes what's happening with this election. I might not be able to describe in detail every flaw and weaponization of this last political round and the current ballot counting, but I recognize what's going on, and many of you do as well. And those chanters you heard just then in Denver, shouting out with also signs reading death to fascism and the liberalism that enables it. They supposedly, they won in Colorado. It turned blue. They got control of that. They got their senator elected. Trump did not win Colorado. There's no question there. And yet they're still in the streets. And I told you that was going to happen. It made no difference. They were going to tell you, we're going to take this country all the way to the left that we can. And remember, back in September, Vice President Joe Biden insisting again, Antifa is just an idea, not an organization. Well, your organization, Joe, was out on the streets last night shouting, no borders, no walls, no USA at all. And they've got a lot of support from the far, far left. I'm not talking about Joe Biden. I'm talking about those behind him. Yes, that involves Kamala Harris as well. So they had a demonstration and protest last night in Denver, another one in Portland that turned into a full riot. They had to declare again another riot, at least a dozen arrests made, and the counting supposedly is continuing, supposedly legitimate, and yet there are so many questions about how it's been done. Coming up in this hour, we're going to be joined by John Davidson, who is a writer for The Federalist. He says, yes, clearly, they are making an effort to steal the election from the Americans. And that would include Democrats. You keep in mind, if you can have an election stolen, and even if it's for benefit of your side, you're going to have to count on seeing it go down like that over and over again. President Trump continues to insist by his team We're confident we will end up winning, but they admit the final result might not come until tomorrow. Now, later today, we should see some states begin to wrap up their counting, maybe, unless they decide, oh, we might need more votes. Let's hold everything back. And all these legal challenges, they're worthwhile, they're legitimate. The Biden campaign is saying, no, you don't need that. They're frivolous lawsuits. Frivolous. When you want to allow poll watchers to get where they can actually see anything, we have a lot to cover over the next 2 hours. Let your friends, family know we're on the air. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Businesses, restaurants, nursing homes need to be free of COVID. So you should be contacting Wellington Environmental. A professionally trained team will disinfect your facility using powerful but safe disinfectants. And here's something new. Wellington has a line of foggers that you can use to disinfect your own facility. These foggers are in high demand, but Wellington Environmental has some for now. They cost about $500. But my listeners get a big price break, a $100 discount. You save $100 just by saying you heard about it on Larry Connors USA. For more information on getting your personal fogging device or to schedule professional disinfecting, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I had no idea. I was concerned about competency. I had no idea of the partisanship that we would see out of this department. You know, I served with Ed Rendell for 8 years, a former chairman of the Democrat National Committee, and he never approached weaponizing the Department of State during an election cycle as this department has done.
That is a Pennsylvania Senator, Joe Scarnati, saying the Secretary of State should resign immediately, given what she's been doing in the electoral mayhem in that state. And as he's saying, it's not just a mistake. It's not just incompetence. It's out-and-out fraud. Of course, no charges have been filed yet, but the investigation continues. Pennsylvania is still very much in play. Don't forget, Pennsylvania has 20 electoral votes. At last check, at the last numbers being posted, at this point, when you look at who's got what votes, Biden has 264, Trump at 214, you need 270. Biden only needs six more. Well, the issue there is that if you take away Arizona, which is counted in that, his numbers are not just six away. That'd be 16 away, basically. Or 12, actually. And we've been watching Arizona from the night of the election. Like many of you, if you were watching that night and watching on Fox, you kept seeing Florida. Florida looks like it's Trump territory. Why aren't you calling Florida? Why don't you? That's a runaway. Trump winning Florida like that, and they're not doing it. And suddenly the group that works for Fox News with their computing and so forth for their trending and calling states suddenly declared that Arizona had fallen and it was in Biden's column. That didn't make any sense at all. with the votes that were still out at that time. And compounding it again, they weren't calling a state that Trump obviously had won and has since been verified that he won. I shouldn't say verified, has not been officially validated. But Arizona, given to Biden with so many votes still out. And we're now also learning that there was a mistake that was noted yesterday in Arizona. Initially, figures showed that 98% of the vote had been tallied Tuesday night, or actually Wednesday. But they quickly realized that's wrong. That can't be. The Edison Research data stated that was a mistake. We did not have 98% tallied. We had only 86% counted. Now, in the Arizona count, according to the Arizona Secretary of State website, Biden winning 51% of the vote, Trump getting 47.6%. Biden apparently in the lead by just under 100,000 votes, again, if you're believing the numbers. And so the Associated Press and Fox News and others declared that Biden had won Arizona. In 2016, Trump won it by 4 points. And the other problem I have in accepting the Arizona vote, there is a large Latino vote in Arizona, as in Florida. So riddle me this. He won Florida because he picked up the Latino vote in big numbers, bigger than anyone had before. And those numbers don't exist for him in Arizona. Trump, and we talked about this previously, going into the election, as to what the turnout would be regarding Latinos, black, minority groups. And recent polls conducted by political campaigns were suggesting that Trump really would not pull that many Latinos, depending on which survey you go to, of course. And yet others are saying, no, he's got a pretty good chance. So it's like all these polls you read and see. Which one do you want to take into account? Which one do you want to believe? If you're going to believe one of them, do you have to believe all of them? No, you don't. We're going to spend more time on that in the next hour. But it is clear that the national exit poll shows that Trump pushed up his voter share of minorities and women. And again, on this exit poll, 1 in 3 Latino men voted for Trump. 1 in 6 black men. The exit poll suggesting that women and non-whites were 59.6 majority of Trump's coalition. That's in contrast to the media suggestion that white males formed the majority of his coalition. That's because the media is trying to push, he's racist. And that's back in play even now. We'll get into that in more detail in the second hour. But what are we doing about getting the votes done right, and how soon will we see them come out? We talked about Pennsylvania, and we'll come back to that in a moment as well. We talked about Arizona. Yes, we still need to know what's going on in Arizona. And then we have Michigan. According to a consultant for John James, a Republican, the black man running for Senate in Michigan, the consultant saying, we have had a lot of irregularities throughout the entire process. He said there were all kinds of chicanery, including ballots that came in reportedly in the middle of the night, 3:30 a.m., 35,000 ballots deceptively brought in. That's according to the campaign consultant for the John James campaign. 35,000 just suddenly dropped in. He also pointed out there have been a lot of other irregularities and lack of integrity. They're not letting challengers in. They're not letting them get food and water. And when they do, they're not letting them come back. In other words, anything we can to keep you out of watching. And in areas where voter poll watchers, I should say, representing Republicans, are able to watch where they're not allowed within 100 feet. There's no way they can read a ballot from 100 feet, check the signature, much less the postmark on that ballot if it came in by mail. Clearly a lack of integrity. Well, at the same time, you've got a former state Democrat chairman, Mark Brewer, insists, this is the cleanest, most effective we've ever had in Detroit. He said, this is the best absentee ballot counting operation Detroit has ever had. They are counting ballots very efficiently, despite obstructing tactics of the Republicans. And what are Republicans doing to obstruct it? Nothing. Yes, they're filing legal challenges. And that brings us to another point. You will hear from the left mainstream media and those pundits. Trump wants to stop the voting in states that he might not win. That's what he's all about, going ahead with voting if he might win. We want every legitimate vote counted. Every legal vote counted. They want every vote counted. You see the difference? Legal, legitimate versus every. It's the same tactic they play when they talk about Trump's against immigration. Not against immigration. He's against illegal immigration. They have continued to try to rewrite laws, try to rewrite definitions, try to rewrite history. And this has been nothing new. From the very first night when Trump was elected and Hillary lost, at that moment, the resist movement began. They were in the streets protesting angrily, upset, and they have continued. And they've looked for every opportunity to dismantle this presidency. If we need a lie, we'll create a lie. If we need a fake dossier to put out and cause a lot of noise and so forth, we'll do it. And the mainstream media, that includes the social media giants who now are so concerned about fairness when it comes to the Hunter Biden emails and computer, they had no compunction whatsoever about restating those same lies and running with that information as if it were fact, when we all know it wasn't. And now after 2+ years, the Mueller investigation and all the money spent, we know it wasn't. We know the impeachment was, again, a scam. Trump has never had an opportunity to unite the country, and it's not because of his divisiveness, it's because what they've been doing. And they try to do it on racial lines. Trump has done something in uniting and in building the Republican Party that should reach for generations, capturing a higher number of Latino voters than ever before, more black voters than previously. Last time around, he got 8%. I told you at this time there are projections he's going to go into the double digits, maybe only 10, but at least double digits. It appears to be 12% of the black vote at this time, and that number could still go up. And when you hear that women are against him, apparently not so, not to the numbers they want you to believe. Which gets us to a crucial point again. And I'm going to spend more time on it in the second hour. When these polls are shoved out there, repeated, echoed, put in the echo chamber and recycled, and everybody on the left picks up and has the same message, is it stating a fact and a truth or a narrative they want you to buy and they're trying to sell? But again, in Pennsylvania, Senator Scarnati again, talking about how they were changing rules as they were going through the election.
To send out guidance at 10:30 at night on the eve of the election, on an issue that had been discussed and talked about for 6 months, so it wasn't anything new, the issue of naked ballots. To send out new guidance at 10:30 at night on the eve of the election is because clearly the secretary was concerned about the results that were coming, and she needed to tip the scale in a different direction. It is not up to the Secretary of State to decide which laws to enforce and which laws not to enforce. We believe that every legal vote should count, and we need to take our time, be patient, and all these votes will be counted. And we'll get a result in this presidential race, and hopefully it'll be done that everyone has confidence in.
Again, that's a Pennsylvania senator. And he stressed again, we want every legal vote counted. That is not what you hear from the left or the mainstream media. We want every vote counted. Well, of course you want every vote, because many were probably illegal, or voting more than once, or never should have been authorized to vote. And the members of the Democrat Party who think, well, this Biden win, that's going to help us. Wait till you hear what Claire McCaskill is now facing from the left, the progressive left. Stand by, please.
Larry Connors, USA.
So, of course, would be past Senator Claire McCaskill losing her Missouri Senate seat to Republican Josh Hawley in 2018, now working as an MSNBC contributor. Yeah, as a contributor. And in the process, she started talking about how she thinks things will go down. And she was making some points to Brian Williams. She said whether you were talking guns or issues surrounding the right to abortion in this country or things like gay marriage, rights for transsexuals and other people who we as a party look after and make sure they're treated fairly, as we circle the issues, we left voters behind and Republicans dove in. So she's saying that the Democrats failed to really maintain some of the group they had. Well, that did not set well with AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. She said McCaskill tried her approach. She ran as a caravan hysteria dem, lost while grassroots organizers won progressive measures in Missouri. Her language here shows how she took her base for granted. And then she adds this. This is a slap in the face to Claire McCaskill. Are you listening? Here's what AOC had to say. Why do we listen to people who lost elections as if they are experts in winning elections? Oh, Claire, you are now a has-been just like Hillary. You have no value to the left, not if they get in control. And believe me, there will be a shakeup in the House, and we're going to see a big fight there. Nancy Pelosi, you think she's really going to survive once they all come together? Yes, Republicans picked up seats, but it's still going to be controlled by the Democrats. And those Democrats in control, and I'm talking about the ones that are representing the new progressive party, they will dump Pelosi. It might be a nasty battle, or maybe she'll just decide to kind of step aside. What do you think? You think Nancy would say, okay, I've had my turn, my time, I'm going back to my freezer and my ice cream. Well, of course, we still have mail-in ballots still arriving in battleground states such as Pennsylvania, North Carolina, and Nevada. Still arriving. Military mail-in ballots, by the way, predicted a surge past the levels of 2016, 252,000 active duty service members, and apparently a lot of those had not been received yet. Those votes, those ballots may well help Trump, but they're coming in late. They're all willing. They're willing to change the rules and extend the deadlines if they are sure. I mean, absolutely certain the votes that are coming in late will be for Biden, not Trump. Which brings us to our guest that we have coming up in the next segment. He had done a study in advance of the election as to how the voting was going, or at least going to be perceived, in three key states. Pennsylvania, which is under a heavy dispute right now. Wisconsin, which was given to Biden but now is being questioned. Michigan. His point being, yes, you have should have no doubt. Yes, Democrats are trying to steal the election in those three states. Stand by, please.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDrurylaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow that Mustang down.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Well, any moment now, we should see an update on the election results from Georgia. They said that they would have them all counted, they believe, by lunchtime. Well, we're past that. Haven't seen that come back yet. Georgia, one of five states, not yet reporting complete election results. And, of course, the whole thing is what's being done behind the scenes. It's what's being hidden from you. Joining us now, contributor to the Federalist, John Daniel Davidson. Glad to have you back on board, sir.
Thanks for having me.
Now, I want to get into this article, and I set it up before you join us, titled, Democrats Are Trying to Steal the Election in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. Now, I know you and your colleague had been up there touring some of those areas previously, and you thought you had a pretty good handle on how it was going to go, particularly in Wisconsin. Now, that has gone to Biden, if you believe the numbers, and yet there's also been reports, I think it's been denied, but maybe you want to add to it, that 101% voter turnout in Wisconsin, in fact, more voters than were registered. What have you heard on that lately?
I don't know that I have anything definitive on that story. I have heard that being passed around. And I will say that I do believe, and I did believe, that the vote would be very close in Michigan and Wisconsin. But what we have now surfacing as these absentee ballots are being counted, particularly in Michigan, and I just filed a story at the Federalist on what's going on in Detroit a few minutes ago, if your listeners want to go to the Federalist and check that out, that evidence of election fraud in Detroit is starting to come out. Specific allegations, there's lawsuits behind them, there are affidavits that have been filed, and what's happening is that the Democratic officials that run the absentee ballot counting rooms in Detroit are not allowing Republican poll challengers, is what they're called. They're official Republican poll challengers that are supposed to observe the counting of the absentee ballots and certify them, especially when they have to transpose ballots onto a new ballot because, for whatever reason, a ballot is unreadable. They're not letting them in, and they're certifying the absentee ballots anyway.
Yeah,
so this is concrete evidence.
Go ahead.
I'm just saying this, there are now concrete examples and evidence emerging that something shady is going on in these places that are counting tens of thousands of absentee ballots without proper oversight that's required by state law.
Well, just before you join us, I was quoting Mark Brewer, a former state Democrat chairman, that claims you've got dozens of lawyers and activists trying to disrupt the process and saying the people of Michigan made their choice and they're just trying to disrupt the process. That this is the best absentee ballot counting operation Detroit has ever had. In your face, John. In your face, he says.
Well, anyone who knows anything about Detroit knows that it's had problems with election fraud and ballot counting for years and years and years. And no matter what they do to try to reform it, nothing seems to work. Going back just to August, to the primaries in August, there were all kinds of problems with counting the votes and mismatched counts between voter registries and votes that were tallied. Going back even further, you had widespread fraud in 2005 of people being counted, voting who were dead, people who were ineligible to vote in nursing homes being coaxed into signing ballots, absentee ballots, harvesting going on. There's always been problems in Detroit, so it should surprise no one that there's problems there now happening in real time right now.
And one of the things you mentioned, that if poll watchers, those trying to monitor and make sure it's all done fairly, are not allowed to, if folks are taking what they consider a damaged ballot, but they can read it enough that they're going to transfer the information to a new sheet without the voter actually in attendance to verify you're changing it the way I set it down, or anyone else to verify, who's to say that they're not radically changing the information?
That's why Michigan state law requires that when an absentee ballot is transposed by a ballot counter onto a new ballot so that it can be read, that has to be signed off by a Republican and a Democrat.
But it's not, is
people
it?
Who are, that's the way it's supposed to work, but that's not what's happening, because they're kicking the Republicans out of the room, literally. And then they're saying, oh, we can't find any Republicans to certify these ballots, and so we're going to certify them anyway. That's what's happening.
Yeah, and I had a report earlier that I was sharing with the audience that they're not providing food or water for any of the Republican poll watchers, or they had to leave the room to go get it, and then they will not let them back in. Now, the other issue we had, and you guys pointed out, that suddenly overnight, 138,339 votes suddenly discovered. Trump got zero. I mean, not one vote out of that 138,000 plus are found. Not even one vote for Trump.
Yeah, I think what happened in that case, and we talk about this in the article, is that there was a typo in one of these vote dumps where somebody added an extra zero to the votes for Joe Biden. So instead of being 15,000 some odd votes, it was 150,000.
Oh, that's a small thing. That's a small thing.
And then they went back and corrected that and took the zero out, and then there was a subsequent vote dump that showed votes for all for Biden and none for Trump. But what should concern everyone is how these typos get in there, how these votes are being reported out. There is evidence in Wisconsin that there's been similar types of what they call vote dumps, where they release a batch of votes that they've counted, in which all the votes were for Biden and zero votes were for Trump. Now, it's not possible in elections that are this close in places like Wisconsin and Michigan that you would have any vote dumps, any that shows zero votes for Donald Trump when the election is literally within 10,000 votes, and it is going to come down to a matter of thousands. Of votes difference.
Folks, you're listening. John Daniel Davidson has contributed to The Federalist, and on that article specifically referenced, as you were saying about Michigan, Wisconsin, that is, you point out that Biden just somehow or another overcame a 4.1 Trump lead in the middle of the night as those votes came in and all 100% for him. That on its face value should raise questions. I don't care which side of the political aisle you're on. You have to say, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's why the Trump campaign has said, look, we need a recount in Wisconsin. It's too close. We don't have confidence in the process here. The polls were so off in these places that Trump, you know, when we all went to bed on Tuesday night, Trump had a comfortable lead in Wisconsin. And we wake up Wednesday morning and somehow it's gone. Now, I know Democrats will say, well, that's because we're counting absentee ballots, and absentee ballots skew Democratic. That's true. And we did expect that. I think everybody who watches elections expects that absentee ballots skew Democratic. But the swings that we're seeing raise serious questions about the integrity of the process in these places. And I think that in order for the American people to have confidence in these elections, you do have to have a recount. You do have to stop what's going on in Detroit. And you do need to get to the bottom of this.
Now, of course, Wisconsin, those 10 electoral votes right now are in Biden's column. You take those away, he doesn't have the number he does. You take away Arizona, which is big questions around that. That's another 11. So there's 21 points off of what he's already what he has at this point. And actually, if it goes to Trump, it's going to be entirely different. Well, it may or may not. But then we've got Pennsylvania with 20 electoral votes, and you're talking about what they were doing in Pennsylvania. And we began our program this hour talking about one of the senators from Pennsylvania saying, I was expecting incompetence. I wasn't expecting out-and-out fraud, which also included the Pennsylvania Supreme Court.
That's right. It's very disturbing what's going on in Pennsylvania. And one of the problems there is that the story is complicated about how these rules got put in place and why the Pennsylvania Supreme Court got involved. Look, the other thing to say here about places like Detroit and Philadelphia, these are Democratic machines that have run these places for decades and decades, and all of them have a rich history of voter and election fraud. Three judges in Philadelphia, right, that are sitting on the Philadelphia Common Pleas Court that the Trump campaign has to go before, are named in an indictment of a congressman who was jailed for election fraud. So these are serious situations that we need to get to the bottom of and that the American people should know about and be paying attention to.
Well, the other thing, as you pointed out, I mean, sometimes they say, oh, this is a typo. We got it corrected. No big deal. But if someone hadn't called the attention to it, it probably would have gone through. I think the same thing happened on the counts out of Arizona. They acknowledged that, we did not have 98% in. We had 89%. So it's just mistakes, little things like that. But when you add them up, it's not a mistake. It's an out-and-out conspiracy to lie and steal, in my opinion.
Yeah, there's too many mistakes. There's too many coincidences that all go in the same direction. You know, it's suspicious that the mistakes all seem to favor the Biden campaign.
Oh, I see. That's right.
And all of these in places that are controlled by Democratic machines. And have been for a long time and have long histories of election fraud. So it's unmistakable and it's obvious because this isn't just a situation like in Florida in 2000 where you had a dispute over, you know, hanging chads and paper ballots. This is happening in multiple states across multiple jurisdictions and the election hangs in the balance.
All right, John, again, we appreciate you joining us. We'll be back in touch with you as we move forward. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You bet. John Davidson contributed to The Federalist. And yet you've got some of the mainstream media saying, we deserve a pat on the back for how we did this. Are you kidding me? Stand by.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Even though we knew the red wave was a thing, and then the red mirage, I should say, we all knew it was coming. But when you're right, in the moment, it is It's enervating. Mm. It's aggravating. Mm-hmm. And I think partly, and I said this last night, I do think it's because we've been reporting for 5 years, Rachel, about Russia, about national security, you know, just undermining our national security, you know, the impeachment, the racism, the Nazis, all of it. And then COVID laying on top of it felt like a repudiation was coming.
That's the statement of Joy Reid on MSNBC on the Rachel Maddow show. And she also said we should pat the media a little bit on the back. I think we were ready for this thing, right? We did it right. You need a kick in the behind, not a pat on the back. You know something else that really hasn't been made public? I have to admit, I just found this. Mark Elias is a Democrat lawyer behind many of the voting changes that are now causing a lot of trouble in the 2020 presidential election. Mark Elias, you don't know him really. I didn't really know him either. But you know, he ends up working for the Perkins Coie law firm in D.C. Once represented Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign. The Washington Post identified him as being part of the Fusion GPS opposition research firm on behalf of the Clinton campaign and the Democrat National Committee. In other words, part of the group that compiled the Russian dossier they were using. And he's the one behind a lot of these changes in these battleground states, forcing them to change voting rules, to expand vote by mail, extend deadlines, relax rules that might prevent fraud. Let's go back to our conversation we're having in the last segment with John Davidson, the Federalist, as he's talking about what's happening in some of these states. And in particular, we were talking about Pennsylvania. He said, rather than vote dumps going 100% to Biden, which would be wrong, and obviously would raise a red flag, Pennsylvania has been allowing on the Democrat Secretary of State's plan to count indisputably late mail-in ballots as though they were received on Election Day, even if they have no postmark. And the Pennsylvania Supreme Court rubber-stamped that. This isn't just about ballots, he says, coming in after Election Day, but ballots that come in after Election Day, they don't even have a postmark. So there's no way to know when they were mailed or from where. And specifically, ballots received within the period allowed by the Secretary of State, even if they have a lack of a postmark or any other proof of mailing, anything indicating when it was sent, and if it's ineligible, they still are going to have the presumption that they were mailed by Election Day and everything was kosher and it was done correctly and right. So the Secretary of State in Pennsylvania now says, based on what she'd already been planning anyway, that if ballots were mailed by voters by 8 p.m. on Election Day, they will be counted unless they're otherwise invalid for some reason, as long as they're received by the Boards of Election November 6th, tomorrow. That's how far out they're stretching this in Pennsylvania. And as you heard, those that are supposed to be monitoring this on behalf of Republicans and the Trump campaign to make sure there's no fraud being perpetuated, they're not allowed. They're not allowed to get close enough to see the postmarks, if there are any, even see if the signatures match what's on file. They just have to stand off about 100 feet and just trust that the people over there are doing the proper job. If the Democrats had not been trying to destroy the Donald Trump administration from the beginning as they did, it probably wouldn't be making as much noise. But they have been constantly persisting with that battle tactic. And it's not going to go away. It's not going to go away. And as I told you the other day, if you thought once the left wins, if they win, it's not over yet, but if they win, and even in the states where they did win, like Colorado, they still had massive protest and shouting in the streets, death with America, pretty much. That's something you would see in Iran, marching in the street, shouting death to Trump, death to America. And yet it's happening inside the U.S. of A. I was warning, and I know many of you already believed it as well. If this election ends up going to Biden. Biden's not, I don't fear Biden. I fear all those behind him that will rush in to help him make decisions, one of which would be step aside. Step aside, let Kamala take over. And at that point, we've got the wheel. You don't have to worry about it. We'll take the country where we think it should go. I say continue praying for this nation. And some of these ballot count updates should be coming in here shortly. Will they end up verifying Biden or showing good reason for Trump and the campaign to continue to persist with legal battles? And the left continues to insist what this vote did show, what it did show, is that racism is alive, and it's part of the banner that Donald Trump waves constantly. That's not going to fly. Stand by, please.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.